When our show begins, we like to say, 欢迎收看华语五百字节目。欢迎 means welcome. It is meant to express our hospitality. When we enter a store, employees say, 欢迎光临 to welcome us as customers. If something is troublesome or inconvenient, we say, 很麻烦。For example, 这件事很麻烦。If we want to bother someone with something, we politely say, 麻烦了, or 麻烦你们了。进 is a verb, meaning to enter or to come in. For example, when we put this pen in the pencil box, we use 放进。If we come in from outdoors, we say 进入 or 进来。If a guest arrives, we use 请 before the verb to make the sentence more polite. For example, 请进。To tell someone to have a seat, we say 请坐。坐 in Chinese has many meanings. Remember we talked about driving a car in the last lesson? If we take a bus, we say 我坐公车来的。In today's lesson, we're going to talk about a particle used after nouns, verbs, and adjectives, namely, 而. 而 is used in 猫, 狗, and 花. It doesn't really have a specific meaning, but we're accustomed to using it. To say, in a little while, we say 一会儿. For example, 请你等一会儿, or 我只要再一会儿就好。Or how about, 他等一会儿就回来了。If 儿 is used as a noun instead of a particle, it means child. Some example of 儿 used as a noun are 儿子 and 女儿。Then the word 马 or horse is used in many interesting ways, such as 马车 meaning horse-drawn vehicle. In previous times, 马路 meant horse trail. Now, 马路 means a road for cars and people. 马上 means at once or right away. When we put 来 and 回 together, they mean round trip. 回去 means go back, and 回来 means come back. 回去and 回来 are also a round trip. Now, let's look at the following vocabulary. In Chinese, we often use 让 to be polite. Like in the sentence, 让你久等了。等 means to wait. In daily life, we often say 等一下、等一等、and 等一会儿。They all mean, more or less, to wait a moment.等 can also be used in other situations. For example, 等公车 means we are waiting at the bus stop. We say 等人 when we are waiting for our date to show up. 刚 means just. For example, 我刚刚看到公车走了。